أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولما دخلوا من حيث أمرهم أبوهم ما كان يغني عنهم من الله من شيء إلا حاجة في نفس يعقوب قضاها وإنه لذو علم لما علمناه ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون ولما دخلوا على يوسف آوى إليه أخاه قال إني أنا أخوك فلا تبتئس بما كانوا يعملون صدق الله العظيم. These are verses 68 and 69 of Surah Yusuf. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke in the last verses that Yaqub alayhi salam agreed to send his one son Binyamin with the 10 other sons, but he gave them some advice after he took a pledge from them that they will bring him back, that do not enter from one entrance of the city, you will enter from various and different entrances, and this is obviously to avert any form of jealousy that may creep into the hearts of people. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala continues and Allah says, وَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا مِنْ حَيْثُ أَمَرَهُمْ أَبُوهُمْ, and when they entered from how or where their father had commanded them to enter, in other words, they fulfilled this command of their father, they scattered and they all entered from different entrances of the city. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, مَا كَانَ يُغْنِي عَنْهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا حَاجَةً فِي نَفْسِ يَقُوبَ قَضَاهَا, that nothing would avail them against Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala إِلَّا حَاجَةً, except a need or a desire, فِي نَفْسِ يَقُوبَ قَضَاهَا, that was in the heart of Yaqub alayhi salam, which he had fulfilled. A very, very powerful message Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives us here. And that message is Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wa salam had planned this out for them, trying to avert any form of jealousy, trying to avert any form of calamity. And that is what we spoke about, that is tadbir. That is planning that insan does from his side. But obviously, the other aspect of it is taqdeer. And that is what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has chalked out, what Allah Ta'ala has preordained, and what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala himself has planned. So on the one hand, we will plan, but always, like Allah Ta'ala is saying here also, this was the haja, this was the need, this was the desire of Yaqub alayhi salam to plan it out. But he also made it very clear that I cannot avail you against the plan of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So in our day-to-day lives, we plan ahead, we do whatever. But the most important aspect for us is to understand, to realize and to have the iman and yaqeen that the taqdeer of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will always take its course. And more important than that is that we must be pleased with the taqdeer of Allah Ta'ala. One is to accept the taqdeer of Allah Ta'ala, that is a great thing, but the other is to be happy and pleased with whatever Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's taqdeer is, whatever Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has preordained. وَإِنَّهُ لَذُو عِلْمٍ لِمَا عَلَّمْنَا. Now Allah Ta'ala speaks about Yaqub alayhi salam. Where did all of this come from? How did he know? Certainly he was knowledgeable through the knowledge that we had taught him. The knowledge that Allah Ta'ala had granted Yaqub alayhi salam. He was obviously a Nabi of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. There will never be a flaw in any aspect of a Nabi's iman or his deeds or his character. But this is what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had also taught him. That you do the planning, you will plan on the dunya, but however, our taqdeer and our preordainment will always be more superior to whatever your plans be. And possibly and probably, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is referring to what comes forward. That Yaqub alayhi salatu wa salam's whole idea was that he's sending out 11 brothers, they come back. nobody stays behind, nobody gets lost, there is no calamity that befalls anyone. That was his desire and that was his plan all about. But obviously the plan of Allah Ta'ala was something else. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But most of mankind do not know this aspect of tadbir and taqdeer. وَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا عَلَى يُوسُفَ. Now they entered the city. They come to Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salat wa salam. Remember, there are 10 brothers and now Binyamin the 11th. So Yusuf alayhi salat wa salam had his own plan also. And Yusuf alayhi salat wa salam still gave them royal treatment, treatment of royalty. Yusuf alayhi salat wa salam now paired each of the two brothers together. So the 10 brothers were paired and now Binyamin was left as a single person. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes reference to this. Awa ilayhi akhahu. Yusuf alayhi salat wa salam himself gave his brother refuge, protection, or rather he lodged him. In other words, he brought him with him now. He said, you 10 brothers, you are all two. So I will keep this brother Binyamin of yours with me. And then, قَالَ إِنِّي أَنَا أَخُوكُ. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam had a conversation with Binyamin. That conversation plus minus was like this, that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam asked him that, are these your real true brothers? Obviously they were from the same father, different mother. So that he spoke about. And then Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam asked him, are you the only son from this mother, Rahil and Yaqub, that you speak about? He said, no, there was another brother that was with us and something happened to him. I was young and of course he got lost and he is never found. Then Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam asked him a question, what happens if I become your brother? In other words, I adopt you as a brother. So Binyamin replied, you can adopt me as a brother, but you will never be then the son of Yaqub and Rahil. Then Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam saw it most opportune to say to him, Inni ana akhuk. Certainly I am your brother, I am Yusuf. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam gave him his entire history of what had happened to him. Now in the meantime, Binyamin hears all of this and of course he pours his heart out to Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam with regards to the challenges and the difficulties he's been having with the 10 brothers. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam had gone, what he had gone through. Now Binyamin speaks about what he goes through with these brothers. Hence Yusuf alayhi salam said, فَلَا تَبْتَئِسْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Then do not despair with what they are doing to you, because now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is going to change the course of your life also. And hence in this way Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about Yusuf alayhi salam divulging his identity only to Binyamin. And again we discussed, he didn't send any message home to Yaqub alayhi salam because he was under strict instructions from as wahi from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.